Testimony Treasures, Volume 1, Chapter 85, Go Forward. The history of the children of Israel is written for the instruction and admonition of all Christians. When the Israelites were overtaken by dangers and difficulties, and their way seemed hedged up, their faith forsook them, and they murmured against the leader whom God had appointed for them. They blamed him for bringing them into peril, when he had only obeyed the voice of God. The divine command was, "Go forward." They were not to wait until the way was made plain, and they could comprehend the entire plan of their deliverance. God's cause is onward, and he will open a path before his people. To hesitate and murmur is to manifest distrust in the Holy One of Israel. God, in his providence, brought the Hebrews into the mountain fastnesses with a Red Sea before them, that he might work out their deliverance and forever rid them of their enemies. He might have saved them in any other way, but he chose this method in order to test their faith and strengthen their trust in him. We cannot charge Moses with being at fault because the people murmured against his course. It was their own rebellious, unsubdued hearts that led them to censure the man whom God had delegated to lead his people. While Moses moved in the fear of the Lord, and according to his direction, having full faith in his promises, those who should have upheld him became discouraged, and could see nothing before them but disaster, defeat, and death. The Lord is now dealing with his people who believe present truth. He designs to bring about momentous results, and while in his providence he is working toward this end, he says to his people, "Go forward." True, the path is not yet opened. But when they move on in the strength of faith and courage, God will make the way plain before their eyes. There are ever those who will complain, as did ancient Israel, and charge the difficulties of their position upon those whom God has raised up for the special purpose of advancing his cause. They fail to see that God is testing them by bringing them into strait places, from which there is no deliverance except by his hand. There are times when the Christian life seems beset by dangers, and duty seems hard to perform. The imagination pictures impending ruin before, and bondage or death behind. Yet the voice of God speaks clearly above all discouragements, "Go forward." We should obey this command, let the result be what it may, even though our eyes cannot penetrate the darkness, and though we feel the cold waves about our feet. Advance by faith. The Hebrews were weary and terrified, yet if they had held back when Moses bade them advance, if they had refused to move nearer to the Red Sea, God would never have opened the path for them. In marching down to the very water, they showed that they had faith in the word of God as spoken by Moses. They did all that it was in their power to do, and then the Mighty One of Israel performed his part and divided the waters to make a path for their feet. The clouds that gather about our way will never disappear before a halting, doubting spirit. Unbelief says, "We can never surmount these obstructions. Let us wait until they are removed and we can see our way clearly." But faith courageously urges an advance, hoping all things, believing all things. Obedience to God is sure to bring the victory. It is only through faith that we can reach heaven. There is great similarity between our history and that of the children of Israel. God led his people from Egypt into the wilderness, where they could keep his law and obey his voice. The Egyptians, who had no regard for the Lord, were encamped close by them. Yet, what was to the Israelites a great flood of light, illuminating the whole camp and shedding brightness upon the path before them, was to the hosts of Pharaoh a wall of clouds, making blacker the darkness of night. So, at this time, there is a people whom God has made the depositaries of his law. To those who obey them, the commandments of God are as a pillar of fire, lighting and leading the way to eternal salvation. But unto those who disregard them, they are as the clouds of night. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Better than all other knowledge is an understanding of the word of God. In keeping his commandments, there is great reward, and no earthly inducement should cause the Christian to waver for a moment in his allegiance. Riches, honor, and worldly pomp are but as dross that shall perish before the fire of God's wrath. The voice of the Lord bidding his faithful ones go forward frequently tries their faith to the uttermost. But if they should defer obedience till every shadow of uncertainty was removed from their understanding, and there remained no risk of failure or defeat, they would never move on at all. Those who think it impossible for them to yield to the will of God and have faith in his promises until all is made clear and plain before them will never yield at all. Faith is not certainty of knowledge. It is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. To obey the commandments of God is the only way to obtain his favor. Go forward should be the Christian's watchword.